Hello and welcome to the Trading College podcast, where we look to bring you some of the most thought-provoking ideas about trading and what you could do to improve your trading.
Hello guys, it's the Trading College podcast today and we're doing a Christmas special. So Merry Christmas everyone. All you lot, say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas everyone.
Thank you. You see, look, they're really organized and in chorus, which is always good to see. So in today's podcast, we're just going to run through some highlights we've had at Trading College this year and kind of have a chat about, you know, maybe some plans that we have coming up and just really what's been good about this year, really. So I'm going to start off with Dan because Dan's had a good few highlights this year. Dan, how has your year been?
Yeah, really good. Where are we? God, it's December. I can't believe it.
Yes.
Some sort of fantastic movement in the markets just generally. I think, obviously stock coming off. It's been a wild ride. It's been lots of volatility for us as day traders. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Lovely setups. PTS doing its job. Been really, really good. But on a sort of coaching standpoint, I've had a lot of students just nudging, you know, where they were kind of a little bit sideways in their movement and sort of kind of a little bit profitable, have just gone, you know, exponential growth in their accounts and just sort of getting it, just really picking it up. And so for me, that's a huge satisfaction, especially when they send me signals and go, oh, look at this trade. And I go, well, my job is done.
God, you're not supposed to be using your students, Dan. Come on. That's just shocking behavior. Yeah.
We all do it.
Best trades come from your students, mate.
Yeah, best trades come from
your students.
Train
them up.
And then obviously the funded account stuff, I just think it's a massively exciting area. I know we're sort of getting on it with the academy and stuff like that. But that's been all great. And obviously starting to coach that and talk to people about funded accounts. I think those two things, are the best for me, really.
Yeah, no, good. And I first of all, thanks for making an effort with your Christmas clothing today. So, look beautiful. Look at that.
What is that?
I know.
Not sure it's Christmas.
To be honest, from looking at your coaching stats and all of your students, I think, you know, you've got good reason to be happy this year. And also, not only that, we've been banging on about me being long in stocks for like many years now. And this is the first year that you can turn around and like maybe stick two fingers up at me and say, yes, it's finally sold off. So
how are you coping with that, mate?
It's been
10, no, it was 2009 we went long, bull market. And now it's 2022, besides COVID, we're having this potential decent correction. How are you dealing with it, bud?
Well, I don't know. Many sleepless nights.
Lots of deep breaths.
Yeah, so you know what? Obviously, the best thing about being with you lot is that, like, I don't think I would have adapted in the same way if I wasn't at Trading College. I think that's the first thing I would say. Like, dropping from like monthly, daily charts down to weekly 4 hour and navigating the sell off, you know, it probably saved my P&L because, you know, I don't know what I would have done otherwise. If I'm honest, I just started trading negative. Level one shorts, level two shorts on the indices when we had the sell off. So and then obviously listening to your commentary in the Scan Club and, you know, working out, you know, I think obviously in the first month when we started selling off, you're always going to be skeptical because you don't know if it's a pullback.
Yeah,
you're never going to.
Yeah, because every time it's bounced, every single time for like years and years, and it's re-pivoted straight back up the stock indexes, and it's trained everybody, hasn't it?
To
buy the dip.
So then I think when we got the confirmation of like the moving averages breaks and the bias change, then I really started like looking at the signals and the trade ideas and the biases coming from Scan Club and the live trading room. And I actually just started trading them and it just made a really good difference.
Doesn't it just show you the power of community though? Even though you're a coach, Raj, you know, you've had to adapt to the markets and be flexible because you've been long biased most of the time. But that community, you know, being around everybody else that's got that experience as well was a big benefit for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we always say to everyone, like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen next or like trading is about uncertainty. Like this is the year that proved that. You know what I mean? If you can remain solvent and do well in a year like this and make money, you can do it anytime, I think.
Well, exactly. It's never true. Like I remember when obviously you first started, but you like saying, well, you just never know how long this trend is gonna go for. Yeah. And I don't know, you always believe that bend at the end, right? And obviously this recent rally, I mean, what a beast. Mm. I mean, you I probably stayed in that longer to the long side because of you. So, you know, yeah, equally it works both ways, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, it's good.
Yeah, of course. What about you, James? How have you been this year? What's been your highlights and stuff? Because you've been relatively a new coach for this year, haven't you? So.
Yeah, well, my students are doing really well. A couple of them have given up their full-time jobs and become full-time traders.
So ooh, get in there. Get in there, mate.
I have them text every morning. They give me my trades every morning.
Lovely.
It doesn't get much better than that. So, really proud of my students this year.
Raj, can we actually ask what he's actually wearing? What has he got on? Is that Christmas?
This is a... what is it?
It's a Brussels sprout scarf.
It's actually a onesie that I've used as a scarf, but I'm not putting a onesie in front of you, lot.
That's a fine all beers on you next week. The men's shit day.
So it's really, really productive year. Lots to be proud of this year, but honestly the trades coming in off the students, excellent, really good. And the days where you get, I'm up 11%, someone said earlier on. I'm up 11% today. I'm up 3% today. It doesn't get better than that.
No. And then, I think the PTP days and mentorship days have been a good highlight, haven't they?
Yeah.
They're
always a good good day out.
You hear people saying they're looking forward to them as well. I mean, just COVID really did one on us, didn't it? And now people are just back to that. I'm really looking forward to meeting up, and I got so much out of it. And that's what I hear over and over again of those mentorship days. And we get loads out of it. I always get little ideas and little nuggets from you guys and from students about how to show them how to communicate with different personalities. Because, of course, we're exposed to all of our students, not just our ones. It's important.
And also, not just the teaching that you have on Mentorship Day the whole day, which is great, but also some of them are going for drinks afterwards. And, we often would join them, and they learn stuff there in the bar afterwards. I mean, not everyone wants to go to the bar, but,
They all say they learn more in the bar than in the day.
Well, I asked you about Mayan in the bar anyway, don't I, Mayan? Yeah. Mayan will drink a Bailey's, won't she?
Yeah. Well, good by the soul.
Yeah, it is. And what about you, man? How have you found this year?
It's been absolutely fantastic, really, interacting with the students, watching them come on, and then having the opportunity to be a mentor, to mentor some students has been great. And one of them now trades full-time.
Oh, nice.
And is making decent profits, and I find that really rewarding. It's been absolutely fabulous. And this year, I've been trading the smaller time frames, and it's quite exciting, being able to visualize a trade on the smaller time frames and execute it beautifully. It's been great.
So you've had a bit of a change since we went through our coaching then. How have you adapted? It's probably a wise thing to do with this market, but how have you adapted?
Well, it was a bit tricky at the start, but then as soon as I got the hang of it, it was just great. Yeah, I just rock and roll with it. I rock and roll with the 60-minute level ones and twos.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I think we should give Mayan a clap as well. I mean, Wednesday night masterclasses
they're just
huge
awesome.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mayan takes the masterclasses on a Wednesday night, 7 till 8 for our students. And the feedback, it's always packed out, and the feedback has just been incredible, and it's been brilliant. But so well done there, man. But also, Ocean, and I think the viewers that are listening, we just have to remind them that, a lot of our coaches here at Trading College are ex-students, besides Raj. So, we've got Ocean, who's a student, mentorship student, now a coach, coming into coaching and doing very well with his trading. So, it's great, and Mayan was a student as well. So
and you know,
I was.
Because I wasn't a student. I bloody wish I was. To run it
today.
I wasted so much time, Lee. I just sit here thinking, how much time did I waste?
You're in the inner circle now, mate. You're in the inner circle.
Yeah, but
my philosophy was: why would I hire somebody that's been trading somebody else's account in the city or whatever? I want people want to be taught by people that are doing it. in the real world. And our students are doing it. So why not make them into coaches if they want to give back like you guys have done?
It's that journey, right? It's the important lessons of the journey that I think if you've been along that journey of being a student. And of course, you know, I did this in where I used to teach martial arts. You never truly know something, I think, until you teach it.
Yeah.
You're never truly a master at something until you teach it.
Yeah.
Because you answer all the questions and you have new questions thrown at you and you go, I need to work out the answers for that. Masterclasses, man, a couple that really stand out for me, where you did the higher time frame bias and said down to the small time frames, you've got to have sort of faith with it. That was an awesome one. And then the one you did the other day about managing your kind of gremlins and your mindset. That was, honestly, I sat there in awe of you. I genuinely sat there in awe of you, of how you were delivering that, because it was so clear, so concise. It was just fantastic. I've used some of the stuff that you do in that masterclass with my students about mindset, going, take away those negative thoughts, you know, that the past is gone. You can't do anything about that. And I have it with myself.
Yep.
You know, I'm thinking I'm going to get stopped out here and you know, jump out of something before it hits my stop. And I go, nope, stick with it. It's just those little gremlins on the back. And really good.
Good. Brilliant, mate. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Much appreciated.
And boot camp as well, man.
Yeah, boot camp, huge success this year. We introduced that for the beginners. So, tell us about it, guys.
Fantastic.
So we do a boot camp every Tuesday night at 7. Supposed to last an hour. It never lasts just an hour. But we always go over slightly. There's always lots of questions, lots of beginner's information. It's hard-hitting quick. And people seem to do really well out of it. And they do get a bit of homework. We do a little bit of a test at the end. But it's not a real test. It's just to see how they do it. But they all seem to do really, really well.
Yeah.
Oh. Keeps them accountable, doesn't it, as well? That's what I like about it. Really keeps people accountable for their actions and that they're following and sticking to the plan and sticking to, you know, the strategies. Because
I think for a lot of people, I think for a lot of people, the hardest thing is sticking to the plan.
Yes.
Because you always want to break it and feel good when you break it if the trade comes in.
Mm.
But really, you shouldn't. But going to those boot camps, and masterclass and everything else we do, it really, really helps them.
What about you, Lee? What have you enjoyed for this
year? It's been a cracking year for Trading College again, mate. We're growing so quick, so many new students on board and new coaches, which is great, new products. But the new product for me this year, it wasn't a new product, really. My day trading academy was good. We ran two of them last year, and it was the challenge account, mate. I just as Dan said about teaching, you know, I taught the Day Trading Academy, which is a 6-week day trading program for students, but it was also the challenge account that I ran alongside it. So I stuck 10 grand in the account and then grew that and really, really quickly.
Yeah.
As we went along, just showed them how to do it and how it was going, you know, and I'd lose in trades, but it got to about 104 till I packed it in. In my spread betting 3 account, or 2 account, whatever it was. But that was really good, mate. Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy the challenges. You know, next one maybe might be £2,000, see where that can go to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, we shall see. We shall see.
Has it been 20 years you've been trading for now? How long has it been?
Well, I packed up football in 2004 with the neck injury, and I was ready to retire anyway. And then, so I went into it then, mate, really. I'd already done some trades and bought stocks and shares, you know, when I was playing football, but it was really sort of the full-time day trading stuff. Yeah.
So, to get that passion back to get that, to really get buzzing about teaching, was it like the day trading academy and, you know, growing that account that kind of got you back in that zone again of the kind of like getting ready and, you know, teaching again and all that kind of stuff? How did you feel doing that?
Yeah, good point. I think when we're teaching beginners, we just go at a certain level, don't we? We've got to teach them a certain simple strategy to get them started. And they got one strategy they work with. And then, you know, they go to the next level that you teach them, you guys, and they do three strategies in the bank, which is good. But what I wanted to do with the Day Trading Academy, I didn't want any beginners on it, really. I just wanted people that have already trading, know how to place a trade, because I didn't want to cover any of that. I just wanted them to show them exactly how to make money day trading the markets. And that's what I really wanted to enjoy, mate. you know, we've got some cracking systems and stuff. But
and that's pushed across into mentorship sessions. Yeah. You know, I am now, you know, I've got the guys, you know, they've been on the Day Trading Academy or mentorship sessions and other students saying, you know, and they're pulling out these trades that have come directly from that academy.
Yeah.
I mean, we did one the other day that was you know, dollar yen, and it was for the guys who know what they're doing. You know,
yeah.
It was a level two. It was a level two long, and you know, it was a kind of more sort of scalpy, quick income type sort of approach. And I'm seeing more of that with students to great effect. You know, they're that one candle bias just.
Oh, yeah, I mean, look at it on the FTSE down the DAX. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
You know, it's an income based sort of strategy, day trading sort of program. It was Academy, and it was great. You know, it was great. I'm getting people texting me today saying they loved it, and there's all the stuff they did this morning. I mean, one guy, Graham, did 800 this morning,
yeah.
And he's texting me, said everything from the Day Trading Academy was what I did this morning. It was great. Nice. I loved it, and he's off playing golf. So
Graham G.
Yeah, he's on mentorship now. But yeah, he's great. But yeah, that was it for me, Raj. The Day Trading Academy, 6-week Day Trading Academy, alongside the funded account, which was really good. Yeah, but it's so nice now trading my own account again.
So I nicked
even though
your
it
idea.
Was my own account, it was a challenge account.
Yeah. So we've nicked your idea for a swing trading academy, haven't we now? So that should be fun for next year.
So boring.
Yeah.
That'd be a 2-year course.
It's a 3-year. It's a 3-year course. Yeah,
that's a 3-year course.
So, good stuff. You know what was good about it is, like, when the setups come, I've been doing a lot of this stuff on the Sunday night prep session, and then obviously the Thursday night evening session as well. And we've been tracking the results. So one of the guys in there, Gary, he takes every single trade. Like he takes them on a demo, and then on his live, he chooses his favorite three or four. Yeah. My God, like, we've got some personalities in trading college. So he messages me every week telling me how all the trades from last week have done. So, like, constantly I'm getting, like, if I go through my phone, I've got like a week by week spreadsheet of like how every single trade that I've put up in the live trading room is going. So it's quite a nice thing, and it's the same philosophy, yeah. Really, just on a higher time frame. It's just a weekly time frame, so how's the next week gonna go, rather than how is the next 1 hour candle gonna go. So it's very similar.
It's great for people that are working full-time, isn't it, that you know, people can do it. Well, they've got a job and things in the evening, let these trades run for a few weeks or whatever. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's
I good. Think, yeah, and like I get messages from people, like, because we've got, I don't know why, but we seem to have about 4 or 5, 6 students that work on oil rigs. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
So, like,
I knew there was Joe, that was one of them.
Yeah, they message me before they go, saying, oh, I've taken this trade, and then they come back like 2 months later and they tell me how they've done. So, like, for the swing trading, yeah. Like, that's quite useful. Like, I like that fact, because also the good thing is, if they're working on an oil rig, they're not going to mess around with their trades, are they? You know what I mean? So
that's right. good lesson.
Yeah.
So that's quite nice. But other than that, like, I think, Dan, when you were talking about the mentorship day, there was one that I picked up, a saying from a student. I think it was Nigel. I don't know if you remember. He was talking about, like, staying in a trade and being on the length of a trade. And he was talking about being on a plane. I don't know if you remember, but he was like, if you're scared of flying and you've got one person sitting there who's absolutely terrified of flying, and then you've got another one who's just drinking and he doesn't give a crap about being on the plane, like, at the end of the day, they're going to get to the destination. One of them's going to have had a laugh and the other one's going to be, like, really nervous and anxious. And, like, if I was, obviously, if we didn't do these mentorship,
good analogy,
we wouldn't get golden nuggets like that, would we? Like, absolute quality.
Yeah.
But the other
very
thing
true, yeah, very true.
Is I think the evolution of the staff and how we've been on, like, mentorship days, our, you know, our Christmas do's, and, you know, when we meet up and all of that kind of stuff, I think, like, you know, it's really good, and it's really interesting to see how the students feel about us and our journey over the last year as well, because Mark was with me and James at mentorship day 2 months ago, and he's been in trading college now for 3 years, and he says, you know, just like the evolution of the products, the chat room, you know, Lee's new sessions, you know, the funded account academy. And he's just saying, like, we're going from strength to strength, which is nice to hear from a student, which is good.
That's it. I mean, that's it, Raj. I mean, I don't want the company to stand still. I mean, we're not perfect, but, you know, I want to, it's all about the students for me. It's all about the community, and it's all about staff enjoying themselves, but also the students progressing with fun and enjoying it, you know, and growing and getting better. And getting more, when I say products, I mean things like a better chat room that we've got, which is brilliant now, and a better bot service, artificial intelligence. And don't forget what we did this year again, which we're famous for here at Trading College. Remember?
I'm forgetting. What is it?
The Traders Retreat we do every year.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The Traders Retreat. Yes. We've been a few places now each year. This year was Rome.
That was great.
That was Rome. You guys really enjoyed Rome, didn't you? I love it. It's a beautiful city, isn't it?
What a place, mate. I loved it. I've never been either.
It was great. We've obviously got a few great stories from there. The fact that, you know, I would have to drink every night, you know, have to eat loads of crap every night, have to go running, you know, do the sessions in the morning as well. You know, it was great. It was absolutely great to see everybody hungover trying to trade the next morning was fun.
Not everyone. There were some people that don't drink and that were sober. So yeah, it's not a trick for getting drinks.
I don't think so. I've got the texts to prove it.
For men and ladies, it's for everybody. Very inclusive for a Traders Retreat. We're coming up. We're doing another one soon as well for...
Where are you thinking about the next one, Lee? What are the options?
Ooh, don't know, mate. I've suggested Thailand, but the management team said no. But yeah, there's a few.
I think Wall Street, mate. Wall Street. New York, Wall Street. Come on.
Pound's not great, is it? Pound's not great. It's quite expensive.
Some of our students went there this year. Keith just went.
Yes, he did, didn't he? I've got that. He showed me a picture of him next to Wall Street, and I've got exactly that same picture.
Good stuff.
You'd walk past it, and you'd miss it, to be honest, Wall Street. You could walk past it on the boulevards. You wouldn't, you know. Painted as this big, obviously it is quite big, it's a big street. You know, it's not like the city of London where everything kind of revolves around it. It's almost you could just hammer past Wall Street and not notice
and miss it.
Yeah. I think like another good thing about Rome, which was nice, is like, you know, when we had time out of trading, so like our lunch times and stuff in the evening, it was just cracking. There was just such nice restaurants and like good places to walk about and that kind of stuff. It was good. So hopefully the next place, like if it's like Spain or Croatia or, you know, wherever it might be.
Portugal or whatever,
Portugal would be
nice. It's normally a 3-4 day trip. Those that are interested, let the office know.
You could do the Lifestyle Trader Academy. And then at the end of it, you just go and sit down in a sun lounger and trade.
Yeah. We did that in Lanzarote on one of the, about 4 years ago.
Do a different destination every month.
I do it every year.
And we'll link and pay for it. We'll just go to all these exotic places and trade on a beach.
There you go.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, granddad.
Thanks, Lee.
Yeah, the grandchildren won't be happy with that, mate. No, where's granddad gone?
every couple of months or every 3 or 4 months, Dan's taking a picture of a vineyard telling us, you know, wherever he is in the world.
He's got his place in France.
It's only going to get more, mate, I'm afraid. When you earn, you know, good money.
It's a great thing about trading, isn't it? It's the great thing about trading. You just do it anyway, can't you? I mean, you know, it's just great, isn't it?
Obviously, the good thing about the time zone in Europe is like, you know, the time, you know, it's an hour later or a couple of hours later as well for the open. So that's also quite a nice thing to take advantage of. So
Have a lie in.
Exactly.
Okay, let me ask you, Raj. I don't think you was going to ask a question. Sorry to interrupt, mate. But goals for this year, guys, next year, I say, 2023. What's any goals? What do you want to plan on doing? I'm a big believer in goal setting, getting better next year.
Obviously, you know, our funded account academy and our swing trading academy is obviously like a good priority of mine. And, you know, we had the first round, the first cohort of people in the funded account academy.
Yeah.
And in 3-4 weeks so far, we've had like 3 people pass it already out of the 10.
Five
now. Oh, my God. So from today, it's
50%. Wow.
Wow. So that's,
you know, and the rest are well on their way.
Yeah, so I'm super happy with that. But if we can get like, a lot more people and seeing that it's a possibility that their lives could change for 2023. That is a game changer. Like somebody can turn up, you know, and really think, well, in 2023, is it going to be my year? Take the funded account academy or, you know, and the PTC or wherever else. And they can change their life. I think like I did a lot of soul searching like this year anyway. And I kind of think a lot of people ask me like, why do you teach? You know, like what is the point? You could just sit and trade by yourself.
Yeah.
But I think giving out, you know what I mean? Like actually educating people is like.
The karma is good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Talking to people.
Exactly.
If I wasn't teaching, I'd be sat in front of six screens twiddling my thumbs. I need to speak to people. So
I like the discipline as well. It mixes it up. Otherwise, I mean, I literally could sit there for 18 hours a day in front of the screens. And it's just it's not good.
No. it's not good. So I think the goal those products. Go on, man.
I just begin to. I sat on my own in front of a screen all day. Good to interact with other people, with students.
Yeah.
So good. So there, that's kind of my goal. I think just to, you know, is really, really to push the community. I mean, like, I really want our product, our trading course product. I mean, I already think it is, but I want it to be the best trading education product in the world. And then, we need to get it out there for people to see it, like the psychology part, the money management part, the funding part, the systems, you know, us coaches.
The support.
Yeah.
You know, it's just bloody incredible what we provide, I think. Let's just go back to we'll go around everyone, but the funded account thing, I mean, you know, some people, they don't have to have a large amount of money, but I see a lot of people online that don't even have any education and just start a funded account. What's the chances of them being successful?
Yeah, I think if they pass it and they have no education, I think it's like a Hail Mary trade, really. Like it's a gamble. Yeah. Gambling. I think the way that we do it is methodical. So like one of the accounts that I ran, I put 38 trades through our systems. And I presented the results of these 38 trades on a PowerPoint presentation to the people who were there to basically show if you stick to the strategies and you can keep your discipline, you know, you'll get it done regardless at one time or another. You, as long as your money management is fine, you'll get it done. And those people obviously don't have that. They don't have that education. So, you know,
that's right.
So hard.
Good point.
Yep. Well, the challenge comes when they get a live account and then they actually try and keep it. Because there's no guarantees of earning money. You got to keep it. You got to still follow the rules. And if you've done a Hail Mary, might work once, might work twice. But and then the third time, as we know, this doesn't work. Does it?
But even if they learn one of our strategies and stick to one of our strategies on one market, they will make that account.
Yeah. They will.
They will be able to just trade that. All right, it'd be boring, but they'd just be able to trade that for the rest of time.
It's amazing, isn't it? And they get those huge size accounts they can trade, and it is life changing for some of these people.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's life changing for me. If I'd had prop firms 4 or 5 years ago, I probably would have been trading with, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 times the equity.
It's good. It's a good thing. These accounts are good. As long as the funded account companies have the right priority, you know, to educate these students to do well. Otherwise, they're just churning subscription after subscription. But I'm sure the best ones will always survive.
But one thing on that, Lee, is that obviously, like we have done a good job, and the coaches have done a good job, you know, about doing their due diligence on like what we got, like 6 or 7 different companies now. But you know, SurgeTrader, you know, after our meeting with them, you know, was really nice to talk to them and see their ethos and stuff. So we can develop relationships that individual traders can't, you know. So piggybacking off of us being able to talk to them as a community and ask those tough questions was quite nice to see.
But some of the education they provide, these funded accounts, it's just very not, you know, I'm not going to say the word, but I don't think it's favourable to some students. You know, that's where we come in, I suppose, isn't it? That's, you know, that's the thing. As you're proving, getting these students through, your 50% of students through already on the funded account, and we've only just started the academy, which is amazing. Goals for this year? Sorry, May.
I was just going to say, I wish these companies would contract Trading College to provide education for their students signing on to the funded account.
Can they afford us?
That's well. Stanford can answer that question.
Let's move on. Let's talk about, I mean, for me, goals this year, keep growing the company, add more. I think because we get so many more students, just bring in more coaching staff that are trading really their own accounts so they can teach as well. And I just think, you know, just get it out there, get our stuff out there and show people what we do, because, you know, that's the goal for the company for me. And just keep getting the support, be the best with the support for me, the support, holding people's hand, arm around people, supporting them all the way. It big goals for me for next year to not, you know, to just make it even better.
The support is massive, though, isn't it? We've got a massive line of support.
Yeah.
My goal is to earn 5 times what I did last year.
Straight in there.
My goal is to beat him.
These two, Mayan and Lee, these two are so bloody competitive. Like, with my head in my hands at these mentorship days, thinking like, I'm going to be trading with 5 million. No, I'm going to be trading with 6 million. I'm like, what's wrong with you two?
Listen, Raj, what you don't understand is the better James is, the better I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the better his trades are.
Yeah, good.
You need it, don't you? It's like Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. You know, like, they need each other.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Which one's which?
I love competitiveness, guys. That's good. Keep it professional, Mayan. Your goal.
Mayan, your goals.
I'd like to mentor a few more students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
2023. Yeah, I'd like to expand my cohort of mentees in 2023. Yep. And
lucky to have you.
You just want to cheat as well, so they give you all the information you need in the morning.
Well, yes.
She's found us out there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm learning a lot about you lot in this podcast, aren't I? Like, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. Like, just start monitoring all.
Don't do my own analysis. I have my students.
Yeah. And that's the real reason we teach.
I tell you what I've seen from the outside sometimes is that, like, you know, because we're teaching these things and we're in live trading room and stuff, like, I think I want to say to the people who are listening to the podcast and anybody who watches this is that a coach puts their kind of their money where their mouth is and their reputation on the line when they're doing these things. So, but what I think is good about it is that when you guys are talking about the trades and when you guys are talking about your own accounts, it makes you stick to your own rules more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you were students, like, I could see, like, obviously these little things happening and, like, you saying things and maybe not following through with them because it was all hidden. Now you're in the spotlight, you have to do what you say. And I find that amazing. It's good. Yeah,
it was hard to begin with, Raj. I'm not going to, you know,
it
was a lot harder, but stick to your rules and,
well, I think that's why we're so good, because, you know, I think that's why we've got credibility, because we actually do it in front of them.
Yeah.
You know,
funny not, the mouth is.
So many UK companies don't.
Nothing better than pulling up a trade in the morning, you know, Tuesday morning, and it, you know, going, and you make not just yourself some money, but if others sort of follow along.
Yeah.
Helping them to make some money, you know, you see the message, right, I'm done for the day, thanks Dan, you know, and you're like, just don't get much better than that.
Janae today in the day trading academy said, just done my wages, I'm done for the day.
Yeah,
you know, he's done his wages for the day, and that's great, you know, so she's good.
Yeah, we were talking to him at the last PTC day, and, like, obviously without revealing too much information, you know, like, you know, he's a businessman, right? So he owns a business, and he's thinking about how to navigate himself into the way of full-time trading. And within the community, obviously, you know, we've had Trish move on, Debbie move on, you know, Gary, you know, we've had a lot of people. So, like, to have people to chat to at those events that are going.
You say move on, what do you mean move on? Because people
see that trading is viable, they see that the systems work, and they're thinking, well, actually, if I get somebody to run my business or they sell their business, they can go into trading full time. It's good quality. It's nice to know that we make a difference, basically.
Yeah.
And then also next year, so we've had like 4 years, we've had like Keith, we've had Atif, you know, we've had like some good success stories, and you know, a Mabel and you know, a few others. It would be nice, you know, if we get some more people, you know, up into the 100,000s, 200,000s, 500,000s, you know.
When you say a few, you mean we've got hundreds doing really well. We're not few, mate. You know, you're talking about those two that were very large numbers.
Yeah.
The students are doing well. Not everyone can do well. We know that. But there's a lot of people doing well out there, as we see. I mean, 50% people on the academy just doing it, and we're only just halfway through.
Yeah, but there's 50% on the academy, Lee, but the other 50% are nearly there, within 1 or 2%.
Yeah.
This is to reach their goals. Everybody that's listening, this is to reach their funded account limit, and then they go. They can then trade their money as well as other people's money. But yeah, we've got some cracking success stories. I mean, I could tell you. I mean, look at Ocean. Let's not name names. We don't need to name names on something like this, and we haven't asked permission to name names. But you know, my mentorship student's doing very well. Look at Ben in the chat room today, doing really well. You know, Colin, and you know, there's a lot of students doing well out there. College.
It's great. I mean, like, to get, you know, I think I've had a few that have retired, you know, like recently, and they've come onto trading college after retirement, and they talk to me about, oh, like, they do have their pensions and stuff, and they're like, okay, I want to top up my pension. By the end of mentorship day, they've made more money trading after the mentorship program. They've made more money trading than they have in their pension pot. That's insane for me. Like, you know, I'm so happy to hear that. They're the kind of stories.
Yeah, it's good.
See, if they come to us earlier, they could have retired earlier.
I've retired, mate.
Yeah.
Spooksy getting down to our target of 7,500, by the way.
It's not nice.
Bad. We're nearly close there.
Dax hit my target earlier on.
Yeah.
Jens hit my target. There's lots of hit target today.
Yeah.
Nice target. Oh, NASDAQ. Oh, beautiful trade today.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Yep, so we're obviously ready, prepped and whatnot for all of our upcoming services next year. And, you know, we've had a good year. And, you know, me personally, for everybody that's kind of, you know, been through the journey with us this year, like, I just want to say Merry Christmas and have a great new year. And we look forward to continuing next year. I don't know if you guys want to say anything to any of them.
Well, I just want to say, everybody out there listening, Merry, Merry Christmas. Have a great time. Have a great festive period. And happy 2023. I mean, thing to ask yourself though is 2023 going to be the same as 2022? If you're somebody that's, you know, wanting to change and get out of the rut that you're in, whatever circumstance you're in, don't make it the same. You know, take action, get momentum,
do something. Make 2023 your year.
Yeah, just do something. Make a change. You know, nothing changes if you stand still. So. That's for people that want to make a change. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Happy holiday. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah. Any messages from you, Dan?
Yeah, just Happy Hanukkah, really. I watched the Louis Theroux interview with Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
And he said at 15, his mum went and took him to like a performance coach, which actually happened to be Anthony Robbins. I dropped the names, but... And others, and he said it was life changing for him.
Yeah,
he went and found a mentor, and look at him now, multi-millionaire, successful businessman, does what he loves. You know, it's in your hands, as far as I'm concerned. That was the overriding thing, and I think that's where trading was for me, and I know it will be for others. So yeah,
definitely, James.
Just Merry Christmas, and honestly, make 2023 your year. It's it's changed my life.
Yeah, definitely. I may
just do it.
How about you, man?
Yes, Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'll always remember one of Lee's quotes that says that history repeats itself until you learn from it and change your path. So if 2022 hasn't been the best for anybody out there, there's trading college you can come to in 2023, and that will change your story forever.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Brilliant. Well, that's a great quote to end on. And thanks, guys, for joining this podcast, obviously. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you'd like any more information, please visit tradingcollege.co.uk. We have lots going on there. We have loads of free events and lots of places for you to look for any information you could possibly need about your trading journey.